This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from her home office in Bella Vista is Becca Martin Brown, who is the features editor for the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Becca, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Do you remember way back in the day when we first adopted our daughter? Not you and I, my daughter's father and I.
Yes, I do.
That I used to say, I don't have time for any of this.
Yes.
Well, there's a new puppy in my house.
And?
I don't have time for any of this.
Well, let's talk about what is happening, or as much of it as we can fit into our time here.
All right. Well, first of all, one of my favorite times of year is season announcements. You know that.
Yeah, I do.
And the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas has announced their season for 21-22. And like the Fort Smith Symphony, they say they learned some things during the pandemic, including how to interact with their audience through things like live streaming and virtual and online programming. So that's going to continue. There will be things that happen like the little personal concerts that they did online that will continue to happen. But they also have a full season scheduled starting November 5th at the Walton Arts Center. It starts with Mozart and Beethoven. Then in December 11th, A Very Sona Christmas. December 12th is The Snowman, the family concert with the screening of The Snowman. January 22nd is a new work that will be premiered in Northwest Arkansas, and that'll be exciting. It's called Phoenix Ascending. Then in February, they have somebody coming that plays the tabla.
A double-headed drum.
That is very much a part of Indian music from the country of India.
Right, right.
And so that'll be fun, and I love those sorts of things. And then in April, they'll be playing Mahler.
Oh, boy.
That ought to wake everybody up.
Exactly.
Season tickets are on sale right now, starting at $161, and then single tickets go on sale in mid-August, and you can find out more about all of that in this Sunday's What's Up and at sonamusic.org. If you were to get out Sunday afternoon, the Mountain Street Stage Series is over at the Fayetteville Public Library.
That's a sign that summer is, you know, maybe more gone than here.
But I actually have two alternatives. One is the Northwest Arkansas Audio Theater production of an original script called What Alice Knows in a Book or No Place Like Tome.
Okay.
Here's the principle. It's written by Eden Miller, who we grew up knowing as Eden Tombulian.
Mm-hmm.
And the premise is that what if Lewis Carroll couldn't be there to tell Alice stories? So he gathered up some stories for her to tell herself.
Okay, I'm interested.
So Alice pops into The Emperor's New Clothes by Hans Christian Andersen, How the Camel Got His Hump from the Just So Stories by Rudyard Kipling.
Okay.
The Tale of Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter, Peter and Wendy by James M. Barry, and The Patchwork Girl of Oz by L. Frank Baum. And, of course, the audio theater is all done with voices and sound effects and so much fun. And actors taking multiple roles, which is always nice when you're trying to rehearse during a pandemic.
Absolutely.
Two performances. One is Saturday afternoon at the Fayetteville Public Library, but it's going to be sent out as a podcast. So you can go to faylib.org and hear that from home. And then at 2:00 on Sunday, they're performing live at 214 South Main Street in Springdale, the building formerly known as ACO. And tickets are $5 to $10 at the door. And also tonight, if you don't like anything else that we've suggested, the Summer of Spielberg Outdoor Film Series continues at Crystal Bridges with The Goonies.
The Goonies. All right.
Yeah. Showtime's 8:15, Art Making starts at 7:30, and it's free.
Well, get some rest, Becca, and we'll, if you can.
I'll sleep under a dog later today.
And we will talk to you again next Friday. Is that a deal?
Absolutely.
Becca Martin.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor with the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.